A widlark was the old Scottish name. Widlark. That's what they called the tree pipit. Burns called it the tree pipit, the widlark.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when he described his heraldic device, his crest, he described it very, very distinctly. He wanted a shield, he wanted a holly bush, and he wanted an all shepherd's crook and an all shepherd's pipe, a three-peat pipe with the bone and the reed and the horn at the end of it. And saltire-wise, he said, and he wanted a holly bush, and he wanted better a wee build than nae bush. And that's an old Scots proverb. It's a better some shelter than nane.
Nane of all.
Literally, literally. And he wanted wood notes wild, which is Milton, I think, kind of paraphrasing or quoting Shakespeare, Paradise Lost, it came from wood notes wild. And but right in the very top of he wanted a holly bush and then a laurel spray in the top, and in the very top, a woodlark. And folk have argued back and forth over the 200 year. It couldn't have been a woodlark because there's never been any woodlarks in Scotland. And lo and behold, the local name for a tree pipit in Dumfriesshire is woodlark. So when he's saying the woodlark, he probably meant the tree pipit, which there's only goods amount of tree pipits in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a